You're now listening to La Verdad Podcast.
Back at it again with another episode of La Verdad.
You trying to copy me now?
Everybody's
switch
have
it
to
up.
Do it.
Switch it up once in a while. Dang.
People are probably tired of me saying the same thing over and over in the beginning, but I have to, you know, you have to create your signature, right?
I guess, yeah.
So how are you, V Fig? How are you, Nati?
We good. It feels 100. Warm. You turn on the heat.
Ooh. Yeah, we got the heater turned on over here in in the studio. I like it when it's cold. I'm the type of guy that likes when I like to be cold. I don't like to be all hot and sued out and sweaty.
It's not sweaty. I just love being warm and cozy, and I'm right behind the heater. Oh, I love it.
It feels good, though.
We've had a couple different interviews today, so we're kind of just wrapping up. But it's... You know, we're kind of hungry. We talked about food earlier.
We did. Good food, too. Not just food. We talked about that good holiday food.
Let's talk about what we all cooked, because honestly, I can't say that. I honestly think we did a really good job.
Go ahead.
Our first Friendsgiving. Yes. It's Friendsgiving / Friendsmas is what I meant to tell y'all yesterday. We need to call it something different, because Thanksgiving, like, passed, and it's like Friendsmas. Can we make a new thing happen? Friendsmas? And I think next year we learned a lot for our future.
What do you mean?
Like,
learned what?
Food was good.
Yeah.
No complaints. But I think we can incorporate our grab bag
somehow
the future with the kids. It would have been nice to do something.
I know
with
a lot
the
of
kids.
People don't like the grab bags though. Like, I'm a. You know, I
fuck people. I like
seriously. I was down for the grab bag, and you're all like, "Oh no, let's not do it."
I like Secret Santa or grab bag, whatever you call it. But I like it when you don't have a list.
Yeah.
And when you don't have you're not allowed to buy gift cards, because then it really makes you think of what you're getting. But unfortunately, I'm the type of shopper that waits at least like the last 2 days to buy things.
December 24th.
Yeah, and what ends up happening is that I end up buying a bunch of dumb stuff, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to buy gift cards. But yeah, I'm the biggest one that doesn't like buying gift cards. So,
There's a bunch of like holiday games, like Elephant Exchange. I played that 1 year, and I thought it was so fun, where kind of you bring a gift, whatever you want, and you put it in the middle, and then you grab numbers, and like, let's say I have one, so I pick a number, and then you have two. You can decide to steal my gift or take a new gift, and then three, you get to decide, something like that. And I played it 1 year, and someone got a binder. It was just so funny.
You
just come with something, whether you buy it or you freaking take it from your house, something you haven't used in years.
I wanna do that.
And you wrap it up, and you put with something you put on the table, and then everyone pulls a number, and you go based off of how it looks.
So that gift has a number attached.
No, so like us three do it. We each three bring a gift. I get number one, so I get a chance to pick anything on the table. Okay. I pick it.
That's dope.
Now
I like
she
it.
Has two. She can decide to steal my gift or pick another gift.
So obviously,
and then
being
it goes
third person
three, and then
better.
At the end. Is when everyone opens their gifts.
I like it because you never know. That big gift might not be.
Yeah,
just
someone
be like
had a
big
box, and then when they opened it, it ended up being like a pair of socks. It was like boxes and boxes.
I think we should do that.
Yeah, I thought that was really
fun. Any cool traditions that you guys do for the holidays? Like anything that you've been doing for many, many years?
I
know, like, for example, people might have the whole, you know, a certain dinner that they have together, a certain meal. You guys have anything like that?
My family started doing like breakfast, Christmas breakfast. I think with this, like over the years, though, we've gone
at the house?
As we've gotten older, we've moved it down to the lunch. But it's something I do with Caleb is a big breakfast Christmas Day, and you know, doing our gifts in the morning. That's pretty normal.
Yeah, nothing like as far as I know. Some people do like, for example, when I was growing up, I was a little kid. My parents would do. Christmas Eve was always at my house, right? Mm-hmm. The whole family would come over.
Yeah.
And then my mom always had this thing. You only could open one present at midnight. Which I used to hate. And she always pick it out because it was the pajamas. So we always have new pajamas, right?
Yeah.
And it was usually
socks.
And it was usually the full, like the full flannel or flannel.
Oh, whatever. The flannel.
Oh, God, the hottest pajamas ever created on
that's
earth.
That's funny.
And it was always the shirt that had buttons.
Yep.
Like, who does that? Why are you wearing like a button-up shirt to go to sleep? Right? And then you had the pantalones, the pants that were like flannel or whatever.
The matching top
and then bottom. We would go to sleep, and I was the type that would like be tired already at 9 o'clock because I wanted to wake up already for Santa. Yeah, everybody's waiting till midnight.
Yeah.
Then once I got older, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna open all the gifts right now, blah blah. But my parents knew that, so they will hide the really nice gifts on their room so that, you know, we wouldn't be able to open them at midnight. So
that's funny.
There's a video of me that I should try to find where, like, I remember I was kind of like not
you
disappointed.
You just put a whole stack of videos in boxes. Let's go through them.
So there was a video of me, and everybody was like, everybody always made fun of me because I remember it was Christmas Day. I probably was around like 8 years old or something like that. And Christmas Eve, we opened up all the gifts. So we're like, damn, we have nothing to open up when the whole family gets here. So we're looking at everybody opening up gifts, me and my brother. And then all of a sudden, my mom's like, oh, we have a gift for you guys to open. So we're like, okay. So we opened up the gift, and it was the PlayStation, right? I remember I started crying. Like, everybody made fun of me because I was like, hey, PlayStation. And I, like, hugged my brother and give him a kiss and everything. And I started crying, and everybody's, like, making fun of me. Like, why are you crying? I was just so excited. And I could think right now, like, my parents are probably, like, that feeling that they saw me was probably the best feeling in the whole wide world.
Yeah, that's what I can't wait till Caleb's a little older to, like, really, really want something. And then as his parent, be able to give it to him and see his reaction. Like, I'm so excited.
I love that feeling. I mean, it's just one of those, not just, like, for kids, but anyone in specific. Like, when you know that you've worked hard for it and you want to surprise them, the best feeling is when they, like, make that face. Like, oh, man, I didn't know you were going to get that. Like, I remember giving my parents the first gift that I could, you know. Like, it meant a lot to them, you know.
Yeah.
But those were some of those memories that I still remember is that PlayStation 1. I got to find that video. It's like, it should have gone to like funniest home video.
I remember opening.
I'm sure she knows what video it is.
Yep.
I remember sneaking to open the gifts in the middle. Like, my parents would put the gifts under the tree pretty early, like weeks before Christmas. So I would like untape it and try to open it.
You're horrible.
And then try to tape it
like
back
that.
And I got caught 1 year and oh my God, I got in
so
much
bad.
Trouble. I know.
I would have been like, yo, like I would never do that though because
me and my brother were thirsty.
Do you guys have the whole Santa thing? You guys believe in that? So
I still believe in Santa. I don't know why, because every year I wake up, there's two gifts, one for my brother, one for me. And it says from Santa. And I'm usually pretty good about hearing shit in the middle of the night. So if my parents have been the ones putting those gifts down there, I don't hear them. So to this day, I'm going to still believe that there's a Santa that comes to my house and puts those gifts there.
That's funny.
I'm a believer, and I'm trying to give that magical feeling to Caleb in a spiritual way, though. You know, like Santa works with Jesus and that nonsense.
I do the same. I feel the same way. Like, I remember when I found out about the whole Santa thing, like, I was just kind of like...
And he found out that he's real.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
He's real. He still brings me and my brother gifts. Stop it. Stop it. I believe.
So it's a thing that I've always kept with my daughter as well. But I teach her that there's only one gift, you know, that he'll bring. Because I don't want him to take all the credit for something.
For
that,
hard work.
Yeah.
All the dang gifts.
But that's one of the things that... I want to keep that in the childhood, you know, especially for them to be able to feel like looking forward to the morning so they could.
Yeah, because I remember being super excited about like what cookies I'm going to leave out
this
year.
Yeah, I was just going to say the cookie thing.
And, you know, putting it on a really cool Christmassy plate. And I loved doing that.
But you know that in Latin America, especially our Latino families, listeners that are hearing, you know, Christmas is not a big deal.
Yeah,
It's Dia de los Reyes, right?
Yep.
So Dia de los Reyes, that's when the kids, or Three Kings Day is what we call it here.
January what,
6? 6, yeah. Yeah. So the kids will leave, what is it called? It's grass and water, right, for the camels to come in and drink or whatever. So that's when, in Puerto Rico, that's when they do the whole big gift exchange. They don't have school for that whole week. Not so much in Christmas. So here in our family, we've adapted more to the Christmas kind of a feeling because you go everywhere and mm-hmm. it's slapped on your face with Christmas stuff.
My godfather celebrates Three Kings Day, so we still go over there.
Yeah, I didn't know about that till way later.
So we actually adopted a Mexican tradition into our family. Back in the day, we used to do just the Three Kings Day. It was just us, the family. Mm-hmm. So now we, because of the neighborhood that we live in and the people that have been in our lives, so we adopted the whole Rosca de Reyes, Rosca de los Reyes. And I know a lot of our listeners probably know about this, but Rosca de los Reyes is like this big old, looks like a donut, right? And it has, you guys heard of it before? Rosca
de Reyes? Maybe if you explain it, I might.
Yeah, so it looks like a big old, it's a bread, right? But it looks like a big old donut. And it has like all these different like toppings. It looks like red stuff, green stuff, mm-hmm. you know. And you, when you cut into it, if you get the little baby, they usually cook it with a baby inside. The baby Jesus? Like a baby, not a real baby, nothing. Her face right now. You should have seen her face.
Now we're recording. I'm over here like.
It's not a real baby. It's a little baby doll, right? And they usually put it inside the bread. And what happens is that when you cut the bread and the little piece of bread has the baby in it, you have to host the party, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, mi gente. You either have to host a party like on a couple months later, or you host the next year's party. Something like that. But I want to say it's the one that you host a party like a couple months later. So that's the whole Rosca de Reyes. I know the Mexican culture also celebrates the jornadas or the posadas. I'm sorry,
I don't know anything about Mexican culture. Sorry.
So now you learn.
Yeah.
The posadas, which is what we call parrandas, right? Puerto Ricans, we do parrandas, right? We go to somebody's house. Lelo, lelo, la, lelo, le. We start playing. Yeah.
My aunt does that in the suburbs in Bolingbrook.
Yep. That's good. So that tradition stays alive. So we do parrandas in the Puerto Rican culture where we go to people's house and we go singing, right? Mexicans do posadas. And posadas, in a little history lesson, comes from the time of Jesus and Mary, right? Because if we look at the Bible, it talks about how Jesus and Mary were asking for someone to host them, right, for that night. That's where they had to have baby Jesus in the
barn,
in the manor,
yeah,
right. So posada is asking for posada, asking for somebody to host you for that night, and that's the way that the Mexican culture has done it. So they go to different areas, and they do the whole posadas, and they kind of talk about it and play around with it and play music, etc.
Wait, so they go to people's house asking them to host?
Yeah, so they go to people's house, like, doing parranda, and they play music and, you know.
I love that. When I was growing up, Christmas, when my grandparents used to live on the second floor of where my mom stays. So we used to do it there, and all my aunts and uncles and my grandpa played the guitar. So it was amazing. I loved growing up to that. The tradition has kind of died out, but I'm glad I have a memory like that.
Yeah. Like growing up, I didn't know, like, the history of everything, but, like, there was always, like, that parranda music playing always, and then, like, the instruments and all of that, and I loved it. So, like, when I started learning more about it, that's when I was like, oh, okay, that's why we're doing that, that's what that is, and it just, like, what's the word? Like, it put the story to it.
Yeah.
And it made it more special.
Do you guys put the tree up after Thanksgiving, the day of Thanksgiving, before?
No, I usually do the Friday, the day after Thanksgiving.
And do you put the star up?
We do. Me and Caleb haven't put a star. So I've lived in my apartment going on 2 years. This will be our second Christmas doing it at my apartment. And we haven't, but that's only because growing up, my mom has this angel that's on top of her mm-hmm. tree. And I want her to pass it down to me because I love it so much. Like, I've had that angel since I was little. That's been the angel. That's been our tree topper. Yeah. And so I want her to pass that down to me because I just want it. I don't think my brother should get it. And so I haven't put a star last year and I haven't put one this year. So I'm hoping my mom gets the hint, like, here, Nati, have our angel. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes.
I don't have a set date, like. It was just whenever we got to it at my parents' house. But now, like, not that this is going to be my second Christmas. So I think last year I did it earlier. I decorated my tree all by myself. It was cool because I've never, you know, I've never had my own tree. I never had to go buy my own decorations or lights. So I had a lot of fun with it last year, but I did it later. And then I did put the star in it right away.
So you put the star in right away as soon as you put it up. So
yeah.
One of the things we still do that. We put the star right at the beginning. Mm. But we put the tree on Thanksgiving or the day after Friday.
Okay.
Lately, I've been trying to put the star on the day before Christmas, but it just becomes too... That's usually because that's when the star came up, right? In the Bible, it talks about that was the day that symbol of the three kings.
I didn't know there was a tradition like that.
So we've been putting the star up from the beginning, but what I've been waiting on is that I don't put baby Jesus on the thing until the 25th. Right.
And
my daughter kind of knows that already. So every time she's like, oh, baby Jesus is going to come. Since she was a baby, we used to have her. Mm. And then we do a big little thing of putting baby Jesus on there, like celebrating his birthday. Because I feel like, you know, I always want to instill that tradition on her.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, that's good that you like
have a meaning behind it.
Not even just the meaning, but understand, like, why is the nativity set under the tree? Mm-hmm. And why? Because in my parents' house, we always had the nativity set. And I knew it always had to do with, like, church. And, yes, it's Jesus' birthday. But, like, I never thought, like, we always put the baby, like, we just put it on right away. Like, I thought, because it was just, like, you put up the tree, you put up the nativity set. That's just what you do. That's, like, standard. But it was never, like, okay, don't put the baby Jesus yet. Put it on the 25th, because that's when baby Jesus...
Yeah, so we don't put it up, but we I've been a big fan of having the nativity set scene on the tree. We've had that for many, many years.
Yeah.
And we used to always just put it up.
Mm-hmm.
I think, honestly, we stopped putting all the little figures on when we got the dogs because
they would take them
out. We'll find the figures, like figurines, like in different places. And then my dog's tail was like under his legs. But I think it's a little nice... tradition that we've set up.
Yeah, I didn't have one in my tree last year.
Another big thing that we do is starting in Thanksgiving, we play Christmas music all the time in my house. So like parranda, música navideña. So we play all that type of stuff, and it has definitely kept up during the years.
You know, I've always wanted to, like when I said when I moved out, I always wanted to have my house and like always have the music playing, like even like, you know, on the weekends when you clean, but I don't think I even last year played like Christmas music in my house.
So you want it to be like a hotel lobby?
No, like, you know how like on like Saturdays, you know, when your mom cleans the house, like, you know, you put the music on and salsa music, whatever, but like, during Christmas time, I don't know, maybe because I'm just the only one in the house, like, I didn't play Christmas music.
So
I did when I was decorating.
The reason why I brought up the whole Christmas music was because in Puerto Rico, they used to not play Christmas music till the Thanksgiving Day. This year, they started playing it after Halloween, and it was because they believed that, you know, the economic crisis is going pretty bad in Puerto Rico right now.
Yeah.
So the government thought that it would be cool to start doing Christmas music to uplift the spirits of people in Puerto Rico. So I thought that was a cool thing to do. And I know some people hate it. I don't understand the people that always in social media, I see like, oh my God, the dreadful Christmas music coming up. I love the Christmas
music. I do too.
I loved it. I love the
I think it does what you just said. Like it like, makes the
uplifts
vibe.
People.
Yeah, it's an uplifting vibe. It's like bring in the season. Like people are just in a better, more giving mood, and I don't know. I like it.
What are you guys
people
looking
who
forward-
complain are Grinches.
Yeah, true. What are you guys looking forward to getting for Christmas?
A new coffee maker. I've been telling, I don't know how long ago my coffee maker broke. Granted, I got it my freshman year of college, so it's been a while.
I'm excited.
So I want a nice
new coffee
fancy
maker, like a actual like how what
no
type,
not a not it? Like I don't want like a Keurig and I want nothing fancy. I just machine. But I want like high tech, like I could set it. I'm sure it's standard now, but like I want to set it
and get it in the shower and
right, like come out
and it's
done already.
That's so standard. That's like back in 2000. V-Fig, you're so bad with technology.
She's so old school. She's so old.
The whole time. But I'm just waiting for her to say something so I could be like, yo, I want to bring up this whole technology. I don't know. V-Fig, you're
coffee
so
machine.
Bad.
Yes.
Coffee. coffee machine. That's such a new invention.
Shut up, because mine broke. Like, all of a sudden, just like I would turn on, thinking that the coffee's making, I go back to the counter and water's all over the counter.
Are you sure it's plugged in?
Yeah. I'm not that stupid.
Like, there's so many times that, like, you guys will understand. Like, there's so many times where, like, I need something done with technology or an email sent out or something. I just need to reach out to Nati because V-Fig... For the love of God,
Nati to the rescue!
I just look at Nati. Nati gives me that face. Then nah, like I got you. Right now, we're trying to test out our cameras for the podcast, right? Yeah. So I'm like,
hopefully, we get these podcasts on YouTube.
Yeah, for sure. I'm like, V-Fig, let's hit record at the same time. She's like, where's the record button? I'm like, it's the only button with a red thing on it.
It was not red. Record. It was not red. It didn't say record. It was a yellow. I mean, it was a silver button. It wasn't clicking when I pressed it.
Like, showing her how to use, like, basic features on Snapchat.
It's like my mother. I hate when my mom asked me to. She asked me how to turn a camera on one day for her. I was like.
Like her phone camera?
God, no, I bought her a camera a couple years ago. A regular Those are digital hard, camera. Though. It's like, Mom, it says power! Push the fucking power button! Sorry, Mom, I love you. But she knows that I lose patience with her, man.
She listens to our show, too. So. Last time, she's like, I'm so happy.
That or she's just lazy. She's like,
I mean, that's definitely me. When it comes to technology, I'm just too lazy.
My parents are really good. I always grew up... My dad was a technology guru.
And apparently a handyman.
Yeah. So if he doesn't know how to do it, he'll Google it or YouTube it. Mm-hmm. So we always knew how to do. Back in the day, people will call my dad to hook up their whole stereo system, so all that. So I learned a lot of the tech stuff from my dad. But even my mom, like she's always on top of something, like some new Snapchat filter that nobody knows of.
Yeah, your mom is live on Snapchat
all the time, man. Like, all
she has every filter.
So I've always kind of I was fortunate like, enough to have that. To have that growing up, that the technology was always... Plus, I work in a technology field.
Well,
so
exactly. Okay, so that's why... Come on, you know, V-Fig. I had...
It's our generation, Vanessa. V-Fig, you don't have an excuse. Yes. Our parents have an excuse.
I'm not to just horrible. Having a flip phone.
No, okay, no. Y'all are fucking exaggerating. Y'all, no, I know how to do certain things.
Like,
use my fucking iPhone. I know how to use it. I'm not like,
I need a flip phone.
I know what I'm doing. I just don't know everything.
That's funny. No, I'm pretty good with technology also. My parents are not. My brother still to this day doesn't have a cell phone. Like, he's not too. So, like, now my niece is getting, we got her an iPod for her birthday beginning of October. So he's like, I'm entering this realm of, you know, all that the internet is. So they're a little nervous. I'm like, if you need any help, just let me know. Like, I know all that stuff. At work, I'm the youngest there, and they're always calling me like, yeah. Natalie, like, how do you get this That's to go I small? Did, yeah. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
I always felt that I needed to be on top of technology because then I feel like I was going to be very lost.
Yeah, or miss out on something.
Because I look at people that are lost when using technology, aka V-Fig. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, she's going to throw the chancleta at me. But no, like, I feel like a lot of times, like, when I, for example, when I used to work at this agency, that it was all older people, and they were just, it was so hard for them to type on a Word document and attach that to a case. Instead, they will handwrite it all, and then they'll give it to me, see if I could type it up, or they will try to see if they could scan it. It was just a lot of work for something that you could do so easily in one step, but... I always wanted to be ahead of the curve because I don't want to feel like I'm behind. Worthless or like I'm like I can't do something, you know, and or I can't get by. And, you know, nowadays technology is very essential to everything that we do. You know, even ordering food, I do it through Grubhub. You know, getting a cab service is done through.
Because we're Uber. Lazy.
So yeah, that's my question.
Now they got Postmates, so they can bring all your shit.
So that's my question: is it being lazy or is it being efficient?
I think it's a mixture of both. Our society is a late. We're lazy as fuck. Point blank. I think we're lazy efficiency. As fuck. But it makes things go by quicker.
Which is good and bad at the same time.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, technology, like I was saying, is either your best friend or your worst enemy.
And I find myself being very impatient now. So, like, yes. I remember even worse than before. Like, so I had gone to a restaurant and you know, because we're so used to everything being so fast, mm-hmm. we had gone, you know, Dominican Republic, everything's more laid back. It's the way that they do things, you know? So, like, over there, like, I would get anxious. Like, man, nobody even brings us a glass of water, blah, blah, blah. Like, and then I start taking it back. I'm like, damn, it's just because I've been, you know, spoiled in the society that we live in, that everything's on demand. And that's kind of what I wanted to touch upon, was that everything that we have nowadays, especially in this city of Chicago, is what they call on-demand apps, right? So by on-demand, it means something like Uber, that it's whenever you want it, you hit the button and it comes to you. Mm-hmm. Same thing with things that we see on media. So if you want to watch a movie, you don't have to wait till 6 o'clock on Friday to watch it. It's whenever you hit play. Mm-hmm. Same thing why podcasts are kind of booming is because it's no longer the radio show that you have to wake up at 8 a.m. to hear. It's whenever you the hell you want to hear this podcast, right. Which, by the way, follow us on
iTunes.
I think it spoiled us, though. It spoiled us in the sense that we don't appreciate time anymore.
Right? And it even not even time, but just like you talk about how technology, people don't know how to socialize anymore or even know how to write. Like, these kids, their handwriting is atrocious.
Yeah, you know, I won't even talk, because my handwriting is really bad because I rely everything on typing out. But right. That was one thing that I was thinking.
They
I was
used
like,
to
handwriting.
Have penmanship.
What's that? Like,
cursive. They don't teach it no more. And then now these kids don't know how to sign their name because they don't know cursive.
And they don't know how to read it. Yeah. So I had a recent college student.
And like, what is this?
Well, one of the guys, he was like, man, I don't know how to read cursive, bro. I was like, what? He's like, they didn't teach it. Like, he was young, like 18.
Yeah.
So they stopped teaching. I was like, what? Like, I remember having to write down my name 100 times down.
Yeah. You know,
penmanship is not taught anymore. Back before us, they used to teach calligraphy, right? Which is what people used to get hired to do signs, right? That's why when you go to different...
Or invitations and stuff.
Invitations. Yeah. Or to do signs at on the windows for businesses like barbershop. Mm-hmm. It was because they learned calligraphy in high school.
Yeah.
They don't have that anymore. So now handwriting becomes a real bad. People don't know how to sign, etc.
Yeah. Weird. Just, you know, because everything's so quick. We have, you know, shorthand language. Or when you make a post on social media... like the grammar is horrible. People, like, they just don't know how to speak because we don't have to anymore, because everything does it for us.
Shout out to the 90s babies, because I think we got it the best, where we got like I was taught cursive. Like, we got some of the old school traditions or teachings that you know, people cherish or whatever, and then we're still in tune with this new technology thing.
Yeah,
like, I think in school now they give them laptops, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, Caleb uses a tablet. Caleb's in preschool. Wow. They have tablets. It's like, what?
One thing, though, that I find really cool, and the fact that we both have kids that are around the same age and we've been kind of looking for schools, is that they're teaching coding now, right? So computer coding, which is, to me, a big deal, because if you want to do anything in the industry, in the technology industry, you need to know the basics of it. I know a little bit of coding. But the fact that they're teaching the kids how to use that, that's like a huge thing.
Yeah, that's so foreign to me. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it's whenever... So let me just put it to you this way. It's whenever your internet page or your computer has a bunch of different numbers and it looks like you messed something up, that's the coding. Yeah. It's whatever's behind that visual.
It tells the computer what to do, basically, right?
Yeah,
so
formula. It's computer language, right? So the biggest thing, though, is that I feel like nowadays you need to know that. You know, you need to know something behind it. And I feel very sad for the people that are not able to push on and learn more about technology. So, V-Fake, please take a class how to operate a camera.
No, coding 101. It's funny. We went to this gaming, toy and game thing a couple weeks ago, me and Caleb and his dad. And one of the games was focused on coding. So, it's like this mouse who you press the arrows, whatever, and the... However, whatever you push, that's where the mouse goes to get the cheese.
Oh, that's really
and
cool.
And the behind it is to teach these kids coding. Yeah. And shout out, Justin actually won it. We put our name in a raffle, and he won that game for Caleb. So that's it's awesome. Coming in the mail. So I thought it was cool. Just Caleb was playing with it while we were there, but they're teaching it at a younger age, which I think
coding
is
a big deal. I mean, you're gonna have to learn it. Later on in life,
the way our society's moving, everything's technology.
We have to be responsible and limit ourselves, because it's like,
too much.
You go into a party, everybody's on their phone. Like, I look back at pictures that we take, and everybody's sitting at the table. We're all together, but everybody's staring down at their phone.
Yeah. Or you look at the train and the bus, and people are like, one, two people are reading actual hardcover books. Everyone else is on their phone.
But you know what? Back in the day, it was very similar. So you will take the bus and the train, and I'm talking about before even my time, and everybody was reading the newspaper. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's not so much of a difference. Yeah, I do think...
Nobody's reading the newspaper, like, sitting down at the table together.
For breakfast, but most of the time, you know, that's how it used to be. But I understand. I'm not saying it's... I'm not against what you're saying. I'm just saying that throughout times, there's always something else that's distracting us, right? Yeah. So I think the biggest issue is... you know, read and make sure that you are able to, you know, if you're going to be on your phone, let it be that you're reading something and not just creeping on somebody's Instagram, you know, and you know, the literature really gives you,
or have a good balance between creeping and reading.
I always, that's what I'm saying,
boundaries, limits, you know what I mean? Like, these kids are always behind a screen. That's just not even healthy.
That's true.
At all.
Like anything, good balance.
They're
eating dinner,
they're looking at a screen. They're not even, they're watching TV or they're on their tablet, like all
in
day.
In the summer, I would say school. Caleb, I would say Caleb outside and he'd be like, I'm bored. Can we go watch a movie?
I read an article or one of those memes or whatever. Having a little trouble there, nothing with the microphone.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here.
I read a little meme or something. I don't know if it's true or not, even though everything on the internet is true. That
especially with Twitter.
That like the even like Bill Gates and like all these founders of like technology stuff didn't let their own kids use technology. So I wonder, you know, what did they know that we didn't know? Obviously, I think that there needs to be a healthy balance.
Yes,
you know?
I completely agree.
Especially now that, mi gente, that you're getting together with your family and that cousin you don't like or et cetera, especially in the holidays, let's really cherish this moment, you know, because we don't know what's going to happen. You don't know when you're going to get back together. And a lot of times, and I know I'm changing the topic a little bit, but a lot of times you don't see those people again until there's a funeral or there's another big family event, unfortunately. So put your phones down in your pockets. I know nowadays, whenever V-Fig and I are having dinner or something, we try to make sure that we don't go onto the phone. I'm very guilty of it. I'm always looking at the phone. For some reason, I'm very, you know, the fact that I work from home and my job relies a lot on me checking emails and all that, I'm always on my phone. But I am guilty of it as well, mi gente. So I think we should do a proposal right now that every time we have dinner, if it's with somebody else, we put our phone upside down and don't use it.
Or just put it away.
There's like a bet, or I've seen going around, like when you're at dinner, everyone put their phone down. The first person to grab their phone has to pay for dinner.
Or wash the dishes or something.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be a cool, cute thing. Wash the dishes. So cute. Yeah, so fucking cute.
So other than that, I think originally we said what do we want it for...
Oh, yeah, for Christmas.
I said a coffee maker, Nathi.
Oh, that's
what
started. I don't know. I'm excited for Christmas for Caleb. I really am. We put our tree up, and every day he looks under the tree, and I put two little gifts under there just to kind of see, like...
I thought those were for me.
No. And so because the next morning he was like, Santa didn't come for me. And I was it's not Christmas yet. So I'm really just excited for him. I don't need anything. I'm good, so... For the spirit, I'm excited for him.
I'm the same way. I think once you have kids, it's more about seeing their reaction.
Well,
I'm spoiled, though. I love getting gifts for Christmas. I think I'm always going to be like that.
I'm like the weird receiver. Like, I'm like, oh, I got a gift. Like, it's so weird.
I hate those people.
It's so weird to me.
Oh, I mean. Oh, you mean it. Like, it's a bad thing.
Like, oh, my God. You thought of me.
You gave me a gift. I didn't get you nothing. Like, yeah, dude, relax.
I've been asking Nathi for, like, the past 2 months, what do you want for Christmas? She goes, shit. I'm like, can you give me a list? Well, she's like, nah.
Oh, yeah, I was like, you were like, I need a list of 5 things. I'm like, not a fucking thing. Yeah. Puta.
I swear to God. But I thought about it the other day, and I was like, I know what I'm going to do.
You know, I think I'm going to get Nathi a Cubs jersey.
Yeah, wipe my ass with it.
So that she can understand what a real winning team
We won. The thing is, we've won within the last 15.
A long time ago,
15...
you were probably
won. Oh, don't talk about long. Like, y'all won this year, but y'all had 100 and something year drought. They win, and they're like, ooh.
So,
Like, get the fuck out of here. So, like,
since 2005, I mean, come on, get with the times. It's
better than us. That was so last.
No, I'm always on technology stuff, so I hit up people, like, they were asking me. I was like, I want a Polaroid camera. Yes, a Polaroid camera, mostly for the La Verdad stuff.
Yeah, I think that would be dope, though. And like then, we were talking about earlier.
What else? I gave V-Fig like 100 different things that she could get me. I am that type of guy.
One thing on it was like a piece of gum. I thought that was funny.
Yeah. Well, I like long lists, even if they're like little things.
Like gum.
Stocking stuffer.
Yeah, exactly. Like the, for, how do you say that? The chocolate? The golden?
Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah, that. I saw a big, giant one at Walmart the other day.
Please don't tell me what you're going to get me.
I didn't buy it. So
I've never done the whole. I never done like the whole. I never done the whole stocking stuffer thing. Never have. But this will be probably the first year that I'm doing it. I think it's cool. I think it's a cool concept behind it. We even have one for Abby, so we're gonna start getting that.
You got our
I just
Wonder
can't
Woman.
Wait.
Do you have one for Blanco and Connie?
No, I just usually for Christmas I always get them a toy and I wrap it up and then
from
I squeeze
Santa?
It. I squeeze it and go.
I would always get
it. And they get all crazy and they busted it all open. I love doing that.
I would
they
get
so
it from
excited.
Santa. I would get our dog, Toby and Nico from Santa. And then the kids are always like, Santa didn't forget about him either.
Oh my
they
God.
Love it. Funny.
So definitely I am that type. I just like technology, so I want to get something or maybe some type of Cubs jersey. Yeah.
I told my mom I wanted a cookie jar. I don't have like a cute cookie jar.
That's exactly. How you know you're getting that's old, that's right? What I'm like, saying. I still want things. I'm not being greedy, but I think things on my list have definitely changed.
Yeah.
I think cookie the older jar. You get, you know, you get your own place or whatever, you want things for the house. Yeah. You know, like
I legit asked not for Febreze.
It's like stuff that you want for your house, but you're like, you need something else. Yeah. But if like you had it, then it would be cool. So like that stuff, like there's this,
I want Febreze.
Breakfast sandwich maker that I'm like, oh,
a panini maker or something?
Something like that, but it's like a breakfast, like for a muffin. It was just so cool. That's Target. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's so cool. I would never buy it because I don't need it. But if I had it, I'd be like, oh, that's dope. I would use it.
I know V-Fig was talking about getting a frying pan, stuff mm-hmm. like that. Like, it's just the older you get in life, the more
things change.
Yeah, but I'm still the type that gets hooked into a little gadget. I've always been like that. And I've always, like, you know, put it on my list or tell people that I want it. Yeah. I think it's just always been the fact that I've been the spoiled one for my family. So
spoiled brat.
Yes.
And if I don't get it, then I don't know. I don't mm-hmm. get it. But
we're gonna
then you
I'll
throw
buy
a tantrum.
It the day. No, I'll just I'll start crying. And
you
stuff.
Gotta learn to be appreciative
of the things
that you get.
I buy it the
or
next
don't
day.
Get.
Or but I'm the type too. Like I just want it now. You know what I'm saying? Like I hate waiting. And like I bought a bunch of gifts on this app called Wish. Which
yeah,
is like
he
super cheap.
He bought like so. I've been dying, even though it's not new, to connect my phone to my car, and so he finally bought the thing. But I wanted it as like a Christmas gift. It's in my car. Like I'm already using.
It's like a Bluetooth thing.
Yeah, he's like, oh, can I just give it to you now? Like you know how to use it. Let it no,
yeah,
I
get excited. You know, I get excited.
Up.
I want to give it to him. Like I got a couple gifts
don't
already that
tell
I received.
Me. Just
and
wrap
I'm like,
it
oh,
up.
I just want to give it to her. You know, like just so that see what their reaction is. Even though she was like. Regular reaction, but
oh my God.
She's like, how do you connect this? How do you connect it? It's not working.
The right way.
Whatever. It's not working. It's not connected.
It's upside down.
Bueno, mi gente. I mean, today we've definitely been a very nice day. I know it's still snowing here in Chicago, so I keep looking outside. I'm thinking, damn, I'm gonna have to shovel later.
I'm getting depressed. I work
put
tomorrow.
Air in my tire. Apparently, my tire is low outside.
So just make annoyed. Sure that you guys follow, like, subscribe, share this show with people. It's much more of a just chill session, talk session with the La Verdad family. Hashtag Verdaderos. Hit us up with any questions, any comments or concerns.
Do we have an event coming up?
We
well,
don't
in the
have
next
an event
year,
now.
Probably.
Yeah, but it's in the works of doing some new events.
Did you guys talk about the meet and greet?
Yeah, we did. We talked about it in this last episode. Two episodes ago. When you're listening to this episode, it'll be two episodes ago. So, you know, one thing that I do want to say is that we have a lot of supporters. and the people make sure that they hit us up and tell us that they love our show and they love what we do. It's what keeps us going. So please, you know, if you have a message, if you have a message or you have anything to say, if you want to criticize VFix Bun, if you want to criticize my sniffling in the podcast
or
not the sneezing. Or the bad connection that we
do
have.
Do not
or whatever,
criticize me.
Just send us an email at info@laveldadltd.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever you want, wherever you want, we will be on. So, mi gente, thank you so much. God bless. Peace.